David Goodman, this is a busy time for the Redwood Empire Food Bank every year. You're working out of a new facility this year. Is that changing things for you?
Well, it's made it a lot easier to serve people in need. You know, we just, our simple expansion from 20,000 to 60,000 square feet means that we can accept greater size donations and get more food out the door.
This is, of course, a very busy time for you. How are things going this year?
For the food bank, things are going fine. We're in our new home, which is great. In terms of need in the community, to no surprise, it's up. Everybody hasn't rebounded from a down economy, and there's a lot of stress during this time of year for people in need.
You get a huge portion of your annual donations here at the end of the year. Are you on track to meet the need or meet your goals?
Well, we are just on budget, but what happens during this time of year is whatever happens now is drives what we're capable of doing throughout the rest of the year. This is essentially our fourth quarter. We sort of mirror the retail world. So if we have a successful fourth quarter in terms of raising money, then we can be very aggressive in terms of helping people in need throughout our community during the rest of the year.
What do you do particularly around Thanksgiving?
This year, everybody who we serve is going to be getting a frozen turkey or a chicken or a ham in their care package. And we just make sure that we get as much fresh produce to accompany that as possible and try to channel all of the philanthropy that comes through into people's need. That being said, Bruce, one thing that we like to emphasize is that hunger doesn't know the difference between Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving. So although we know that it's an important time of year, we also know that the day after is just as important.
And that applies, too, for the month after in January.
All of us eat throughout the day, every day of the year. So there's a lot of emotion attached to the holidays because there's a lot of joy and people feel a lot of despair when they can't celebrate in the same manner. But the despair exists every day that someone wakes up and doesn't have enough to eat. So we focus throughout the year, every single day.
What's the overall picture looking like in Sonoma County and the North Bay here as we head into yet another year?
There's just a tremendous amount of need, and I think that people that have been really struggling with maybe single incomes in the household and more mouths to feed, they're really struggling, and we have more and more people all the time showing up. I mean, every single day our phone rings with somebody who has newly found out that they don't have enough food to eat during the day or the week.
Are your resources, your support, keeping pace with that?
You know, our community is always generous, and they've been with us every step of the way. I've been here for 13 years, and we've grown tremendously, and we've grown as the need has grown. So I would expect that as need continues, that the generosity of our unique and special community will continue to grow with us.
David Goodman, thanks very much for talking with us, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.